Just before the Chief Justice temporarily kept that immigration rule in place, Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the wider immigration debate. She spoke with NPR's Asma Khalid.
The vice president insisted the immigration picture is a lot bigger than just what's happening with Title 42. She said ultimately the country needs to overhaul its immigration laws, and she blamed Republicans for being unwilling to engage on that front. So I asked her, in lieu of congressional action, what can the White House do?
The president and I and our administration, we are going to do everything that's within our ability as the executive branch. And that means, again, putting more agents on the border as appropriate so that we can manage what might be an influx. It is about increasing the work that we have been increasing around arresting human smugglers. And it is the work that we have been doing that has been about bringing the partners and the allies together on an international level, understanding that we are seeing these migration trends around the globe, and in particular, the work that we have done that has been about addressing the root causes of migration from, for example, the northern part of Central America, actually is having an impact.
You heard the vice president mention the root causes of migration. Well, that's part of her portfolio. She's supposed to be tackling that issue. And she's gotten a lot of criticism for the situation at the border. Though, to be clear, the big uptick in migrants lately has come more from countries outside of Central America, like Cuba and Venezuela. Still, the Biden administration has been urging Congress for more funding to deal with border security if there's an influx of migrants once Title 42 lifts. This reliance on Congress gets at another big unresolved priority for the White House. That's reproductive rights. I last interviewed the vice president after the Supreme Court overturned longstanding abortion rights. She spoke then about the need to win more Senate seats to enshrine abortion rights into law. But Democrats, even after the midterms, don't have the numbers in Congress to do that. So I asked Harris, what happens now?
A lot has to happen. I very much think of this as a movement, and certainly picking up on the movement that was started generations ago that led to the passage of Roe v. Wade and the meaning of that in terms of the court's decision there. We have to pick up where those leaders left off and do it in a way that is about continuing to organize around the issue so that we can empower people and also have an impact on what's happening in the states.
The Supreme Court decision made it clear that with no national law, the abortion fight for now is going to be fought at the state level.
So there's the work we need to do to strengthen and support state leaders and local leaders. There is the work that we need to do to continue to appeal to the common sense and goodwill of members of the United States Congress to pass the Women's Health Protection Act with a recognition that this issue is fundamentally about the issue of freedom and liberty, foundational issues for our nation.
On abortion, Harris is taking the long view. It's similar to her perspective on the chaos at Twitter. A new owner is shaking up the rules on what people can post, and some people have been leaving the site. I asked the vice president if there's a point where she'd decide she's no longer going to use the platform anymore. She didn't directly answer, but she had a warning. She mentioned her work on the Senate Intelligence Committee and its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and the spread of misinformation online.
When I see how social media is used in that way, it causes me a very deep level of concern as someone who has a responsibility and a first priority to consider and protect our nation's security, including the security of our democracy. So what I would say about any social media site is this. I fully expect and would require that leaders in that sector cooperate and work with us who are concerned about national security, concerned about upholding and protecting our democracy, to do everything in their power to ensure that there is not a manipulation that is allowed or overlooked that is done with the intention of upending the security of our democracy and our nation. Those are the things that concern me most of all.
I also asked Harris about some of the tough aspects of her job, and we talked about how she's had to spend a lot of time tethered to Washington these last 2 years, because in an evenly divided Senate, the vice president is the tiebreaker, and she's had to break a tie 26 times.
I needed to be available and on call, essentially, throughout the week when the Senate was in session in the event that my vote was needed. And so that had a real impact on the ability to then plan any kind of travel, be it domestic or international. So that might seem like a mundane fact, but it actually will be a big difference in terms of how I'm able to do my work as vice president.
She's hopeful that the new Senate in January will give her a little bit more flexibility. Asma Khalid, NPR News.